Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, August 14th, 2023, through Friday, August 18th, 2023. Monday, August 14th, 2023. Clinton man pleads guilty to employment tax fraud, mail fraud, and false statements. Leo Minster man pleads guilty to filing false tax returns. Giuliano Fernandez pleaded guilty to 11 counts of employment tax fraud, 2 counts of mail fraud, and 2 counts of making false statements to a federal agency. Fernandez exercised financial control over Force Corporation and AB Construction, both Massachusetts-based construction companies. Between 2015 and 2017, Fernandez willfully failed to account for and pay over employment taxes for these companies to the United States Internal Revenue Service. In addition, from approximately April 2013 through January 2017, Fernandez defrauded workers' compensation insurance companies by misrepresenting the number of employees at Force Corporation and AB Construction, and the amount of wages paid to employees. Fernandez also in 2017 made materially false statements to the U.S. Department of Labor regarding the value of property he owned in Lundberg, Massachusetts, and that he never had responsibility or control over the payroll of Force Corporation. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, August 15th, 2023. Two firefighters sentenced to prison for roles in multi-million-dollar healthcare fraud conspiracy. Thomas Shear and Christopher Broccoli were sentenced to prison for their respective roles in a multi-million-dollar healthcare fraud conspiracy. Shear, a Margate firefighter, was sentenced to 96 months in prison. Broccoli, a Camden firefighter, pleaded guilty before Judge Kugler on July 28, 2022, to a superseding information charging him with one count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud. Shear and Broccoli were part of a criminal conspiracy in which state and local government employees were recruited and compensated to receive medically unnecessary compound prescription medication. Shear and his direct co-conspirators recruited almost 70 people into the scheme and caused the pharmacy benefit administrator to pay out more than $7 million for medically unnecessary compound prescription medication. Shear directly received $115,000 from the scheme. Broccoli caused the pharmacy benefits administrator to pay out millions of dollars for medically unnecessary compound prescription medications for individuals he recruited into the scheme and directly received $150,315. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. Luzerne County Publishing Company owner pleads guilty to failing to pay federal payroll taxes. Tracy Biscontini, the owner of Northeast Editing, Inc., pleaded guilty on July 10th, 2023, before United States District Court Judge Robert D. Marini for failing to pay payroll taxes. According to United States Attorney Gerald M. Karam, the criminal information to which Biscontini pleaded guilty alleges that from 2014 to 2019, Biscontini was required to withhold federal payroll taxes from employees' pay and to pay over these monies to the Internal Revenue Service. Biscontini acknowledged that she consistently failed to do this for the years indicated. Biscontini admitted that the monetary loss attributable to her conduct was between $250,000 and $550,000, and she agreed to make restitution to the IRS in the amount of $448,617.38. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, August 17th, 2023. Mesa woman pleads guilty to fraud targeting AHCCS. Diane Marie Moore pleaded guilty to wire fraud and money laundering. Moore owned two behavioral health counseling services, Harmony Family Services, HFS, and Harmony Family Services 2, HFS-2, and she had also submitted an application for a third behavioral health counseling service, Logan Family Health, LLC, LFH. At the times that HFS and HFS-2 applied to the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, AHCCCS, Moore admitted that she failed to disclose her ownership interest in the other entity. Moore also failed to disclose her prior felony convictions, which was required to be disclosed on the AHCCCS application form. Moore further admitted that she engaged in fraudulent billing practices targeting AHCCCS. Starting in January 2020, Moore began obtaining AHCCCS identification numbers for AHCCCS enrollees by paying other providers to transport AHCCCS employees to the HFS or HFS-2 facility for a single day and then obtaining the enrollees' identification numbers once they arrived. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, August 18th, 2023. Bitfinex hacker and wife plead guilty to money laundering conspiracy involving billions of cryptocurrency. Ilya Lichtenstein and Heather Morgan were arrested in February 2022 after the government seized approximately 95,000 of those stolen Bitcoin from cryptocurrency wallets in the defendant's control. At the time of the seizure, the recovered funds were valued at approximately $3.6 billion. Since their arrest, the government seized another approximately $475 million tied to the hack. According to court documents, Lichtenstein used a number of advanced hacking tools and techniques to gain access to Bitfinex's network. Once inside their system, Lichtenstein fraudulently authorized more than 2,000 transactions in which 118,754 Bitcoin was transferred from Bitfinex to a cryptocurrency wallet in Lichtenstein's control. Lichtenstein then took steps to cover his tracks by going back to Bitfinex's network and deleting access credentials and other log files that may have given him away to law enforcement. Following the hack, Lichtenstein enlisted the help of his wife, Morgan, in laundering the stolen funds. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.